Welcome to the Uncapped Photographer Podcast, the podcast for established photographers ready to uncap their income and offerings and build the business and life they've dreamed of without the burnout. I'm Krista, a wife, mom, and photographer turned business coach. With 10 years in the industry, I'm sharing the clear and concise actions I took to grow a successful multiple six-figure photography business. Now, I coach photographers how to go from a stuck to sustainable business model. Are you ready to uncap yourself? Let's dive on in. Okay, I'm so excited about our guest today. Her name is Nicole Watford of Nicole Watford Photography. Nicole is a maternity, newborn, and baby's first year photographer in Columbia, South Carolina. Welcome, Nicole.
Thanks, Krista. Good to be here with you.
Yes, I'm so excited. So, Nicole, I would love for you to just take a second, introduce yourself to our listeners and what you do, who you do it for, and what you offer.
So as Krista said, I am Nicole Watford, and I am here in Columbia, South Carolina. In addition to being a photographer, I always tell people my first job is mom. So I have two little kiddos. I have a seven-year-old son and a four-year-old daughter. And so I have been building my business alongside motherhood since my oldest was basically like when I was pregnant with him and then into his first year and beyond. So everything I do as a photographer is through that lens of being a mom and connecting with my clients and things like that. So I am a full service photographer, and this is a pivot and a shift that I have made in my business in the last 12 months as a student of yours, Krista. So yeah, it's like you wouldn't have me here if it weren't. That's how we know each other. But
exactly.
Yeah.
I love that. And Nicole, you were so helpful when I was pregnant with my daughter and I was coaching you and very pregnant. And you were so helpful giving all the tips of balancing it because like it's one of those things, Nicole, I feel like it like marriage is the same way, right? Like nothing can prepare you for it, no matter how much research, no matter how many books you read, nothing prepares you for running a business and motherhood at the same time. And having support like you that like had been there and done that was like huge.
Oh, I mean, and that's one of the things, that's why I love what I do. And because pretty much the clients that I work with are busy moms. Yeah. Most of them, you know, they're working moms, whether they're a full-time mom in the home, because that is a lot of hours and a lot
totally.
Of things working outside the home as well. So we are all busy moms. We are all working moms trying to juggle all of the things. And I'm doing that alongside them. So for me to be able to look at them and say like, hey, listen, I get it. I am right there in the thick of it with you. Yeah. And you know, if your kiddos, if there's a meltdown, if your baby cries, like, listen, that's life.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of relief, I think, that comes through in feeling like they don't have to have it all together.
Exactly. So. Yeah. I love that. Like you're not expecting them to have it together. Like it could be a hot mess and it's like, hey, I get it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, listen, my kids throw themselves on the ground during family photos too sometimes. It's fine. I bribe my children too sometimes. It's fine. We have a tantrum sometimes. It's fine. Kids do it.
Nicole, so I know your story, but I would love for you to share it because your past profession before photography, I almost feel like over half of photographers are former teachers. So I would love for you to touch on your journey going from teaching to photography and what that looked like for you.
Yeah. So, you know, I went to school for education. I always wanted to, I mean, literally from the time I was little, I wanted to be a teacher, like truly the only thing, if you ever asked me what I wanted to do with my life was to be a teacher, also a mom, but yeah. Career-wise, I wanted to be a teacher and went to school to be a teacher, graduated, got my first teaching job and taught fourth grade, got married, moved to Columbia, finished my master's degree, got another teaching job. And, you know, it was one of those things that I loved so much of teaching in terms of just, I love to learn and I love to help other people learn and get that excitement. But there was just a lot of things about teaching that were really stressful for me. And, you know, I felt a little bit stifled creatively. And there came a point during what became my last year in teaching where I realized it was like, okay, I'm starting to feel the burnout.
Yeah.
And I remember very distinctly having a professor in my intro to education class that said, we have all had those teachers who we know did not want to be there, did not like what they were doing. And if you ever feel yourself becoming one of those people, I'm telling you this right now, like you're in an education program, that's your cue to get out. And it was one of those things where I was like, okay, we knew we wanted to start a family. my plan was always, okay, I will leave teaching. I'm going to stay home with my kids while they were little. So it was kind of one of those, we had the opportunity to say, like, okay, do I want to give this another year or 2 years and try to figure something else out, see what we can do differently, or do I want to make the shift now? So I did not renew my teaching contract that year. I left teaching. We were like, okay, we're going to start a family at some point, but I had kind of been experimenting with photography. I'd always, you know, the cliche, like, oh, I always like taking pictures. And I had bought a DSLR camera the spring after my husband and I got married. And I found a point where I was like, okay, if I'm actually going to have a business, I need to start treating this like a business. You know, I need to know how much money I'm spending on these overhead costs that keep increasing, the things that I'm learning. I'm like, okay, you have to have a client workflow and having a CRM and keeping track of these expenses, what I'm spending on education, and like just how much is going out and how much is coming in. And I started getting really serious about running my numbers because I was not consistently paying myself. It's just like, okay, I'm making money. Great. And I think that's one thing that if I could redo, I would have figured out a lot sooner. But, you know,
for sure.
But anyway, I got really serious about knowing my numbers kind of in the like 2021, 2022 timeframe, tracking income, tracking expenses, things like that. And I very distinctly remember at the end of 2022, running numbers, like looking at my end of year stuff, because I got really nerdy with spreadsheets, and being like, okay, this is how much I made. I have it right here on the side of my computer. Like, I can look at that number, a little over $11,000, which, wow, that seemed really great a long time ago. But how much was going out and how much was left over? I was like, wow, I thought I got paid little as a teacher. Like, this is terrible. All the time that I'm spending learning and growing and improving my craft and spending that time away from my family, I was like, I can't keep doing this. I'm not going to be more profitable. And I knew with the bandwidth that, you know, my goal was never to be a photographer, like bringing in, you know, a full-time 60, 70, 80, $100,000 in income. I was like, this is still my quote unquote mom job, but this is not worth the time that I'm spending away from my family. So it was kind of that ultimatum point of, I have to change something about my business. I don't have the bandwidth to take on more clients. So I have to figure out a way to increase the client investment, give them a better experience to match that price point, or I have to close, close my business. So it was kind of that like do or die ultimatum. Here's the thing that I've also learned. If you want to learn something quickly, you can figure it out on your own, or you can find somebody who knows the ropes. And people have courses. There's somebody out there who can teach me how to do this. So because I kind of looked and was like, oh, yeah, I can structure this. I can do that. I don't even know. So that is about the time, January of 2023, a little over a year ago, that I found your coaching program. So I was all in. I was like, listen, I am taking a risk on myself. This is a huge investment other than my camera. This is the single largest investment I have ever made in my business. But if I'm going to invest this, I'm going to go all in. I'm going to show up and I'm going to give this everything I've got, because it's this or it's quit. And I don't want to quit. So let's do this thing.
Didn't you like binge it? And like,
it was like, oh, it was a long weekend. So it was funny because we just had President's Day weekend. And it was, I'm pretty sure I enrolled on like a Thursday, and my husband was off on Monday. So I'm like literally at my computer and I have like a journal. I have like all these like notes. I was taking screenshots and printing things and like making my,
I love it. You were all
papers
in.
Everywhere. I was all in. I was like, okay, let's do this.
Let's do it. Yeah. I love that. I feel like you and I are similar in that way. Like, I feel like both of us, when we're there, we're like all in. And I saw that in you right from the get-go, what you were posting and sharing in our group. It was like, man, she's like, she's rolling with this. So you had done, I think you said about 11,000 the previous year. You brought up something really important. Like, it's good to see our numbers. That wasn't what we bring in with photography, right? As business owners, if someone says, hey, I brought in like 50,000, it's like, okay, that's not what they're paying themselves. That's like their business has cost to run. Yeah, totally.
You have $49,000 of expenses.
Exactly.
You're only making $1,000.
Yeah, we just released a podcast, like a $300 versus a $3,000 photographer. If you're listening to this and curious about that, we talk a lot about that. Like, you need to know your numbers. And often photographers charging a few hundred dollars don't know the costs of like the gas of running their business, their equipment, their Adobe software, taxes, right? It could be 30%. Like suddenly, things are dwindling. So I'd love for you, Nicole, to share, now that we've established like you did the work, share where you were at in your business when it came to what you offered to clients, what your average was, And then when you decided to jump in and become full service, what that looks like now?
So before I jumped in, I was doing newborns and families. And so I want to say I was charging somewhere between like $350 for a family session.
Yeah.
And then my newborn sessions, you know, there's a lot more time and things involved. Mm-hmm. And so I want to say I was charging, I think I was up to like $400. And then I started including an album with that, not really knowing about all of the time and cost that go into it. So to include that, I was charging, I want to say between like $600 and $650, which felt like so much money.
Right.
And I was like, oh, well, you know, I can upsell, like not really understanding all of that. And because again, if I was going to charge more money, I wanted people to feel like, hey, like I'm getting something better out of this. It's not just the experience. And then here's your gallery of images, but like, hey, like this is your baby's newborn photos. Like, let's give you an album with that. And
I
started
that.
Experimenting with doing that with my families as well. But again, realizing like all of that extra time that was going into it and the extra expense, it was becoming so much. So my average, when I actually ran the numbers at the end of 2022, my average per session was about $375. And then fast forward, like, you know, started going through Uncapped, your program, and learning how to implement, you know, the in-person sales. So when I talk about this, it's one of those things where it's like, oh, well, it's not about trying to get more money out of clients. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing is like, I'm always coming from like, how can I serve my clients better? And so there was a time investment with each client that increased because, you know, you're having a point of contact with them with their inquiry call. I'm meeting with them ahead of time to help them plan outfits and like talk through their session just so they know what to expect. You're doing the session, you're showing them the photos, you're editing the photos more carefully, things like that. But what I realized, I think every photographer has had this moment where people come back to you and they're like, hey, can you send me that gallery link again?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's been 2 years, oh, 3 years. And I'm like, I never printed my photos. Also guilty of this. And, you know, it was like, this is such a better way to serve my clients. And also knowing what my costs were, it's like, this is a high level of experience. And it's like, you could go to the Chick-fil-A drive-through and get your meal through the window. Or you could go to a nice sit-down restaurant and have somebody who comes and takes care of you and listens to you, really and truly. And so you're paying more, but it is an experience.
Right.
And so what I found was clients really loved that extra touch. And again, it's not for everybody. And as somebody who, you know, is a perfectionist and was used to hearing yes a lot, it was harder to hear the no's. But I'm like, the people who really did love this experience, they were like, wow, that sounds amazing. Yes, that's so right. We've done photos before and we've never printed them. And so when they sit down with you and with me and they hear, oh, you know, do you have a space on your wall that you'd love to hang wall art? Yes, I do actually. I'm like, great, I can take care of that for you.
Yeah.
Here's an example of an album. Oh my gosh, I would love to have that for my baby to look back on in 20 years. Yes, yeah. I wish my mom had that. Me too. So again, it's coming from that place of service and I got to connect with my clients more.
I love that.
I got to make sure that like, hey, we're doing this thing together, taking this time and capturing it. And then here, now you have this forever and it's printed and you don't have to lift a finger to do it. So that being said, at the end of last year, I had served fewer clients than I did the year before. I think 7 or 8 fewer clients overall, because again, my bandwidth as a mom, not doing 50, 60, 80, 100 sessions in a year, worked with fewer clients. My gross revenue for the year, all the money that I brought in, for those of you who are not numbers nerds like me, I had increased that 3 or 3.5 times from the previous
year.
And my session average, so the amount of money I was averaging per client had increased 4 times.
Wow. So you quadrupled your average and increased your gross income.
Gross revenue
three to three and a half times.
Yeah.
Amazing. Wow.
Yeah. And served fewer clients.
And served fewer clients, which is the goal. And your kids are growing.
Yeah.
And obviously, having like my daughter now, I see that, Nicole, more than ever, where I had coached students and been like, hey, you really need to make sure your time leaving the house is worth it. And then had my daughter and I was like, yeah, my time leaving the house like has to be worth it. Yes. I can't stay stuck there. And obviously, I now added an education, but for you and the upper level students I've coached, I don't think it's a coincidence, Nicole, that most are moms. I think that you really put that value on your time in a greater way when you're like, I'm missing out on things. And first of all, needs to be limited. And second of all, needs to be worth it. At least that's kind of the epiphany that I've had.
And for sure. I mean, people have different motivations in business. And I, as a student, I was always like high achiever. Yeah, let's go. Like motivated by like honor roll and A's and like all of the things. But the older I've gotten, the more I've realized that like time is my primary motivator. Cause I did this reflecting exercise recently. I was like, you know, where do you picture your life in 20 years from now? And I sat down and like, what's your family look like? All these things. And I thought to myself, okay, I'll be in my 50s, approaching retirement. I'm going to have adult children. And what do I want that life to look like? And I'm like, okay, I want to have wonderful relationships with them. I want them to be able to want to come back and spend time with us. I want to have that, you know, we get together, we have fun, our adult children feel like friends. And I'm like, okay, what do I have to be doing now in my life to make sure that's happening? I'm like, you can't just, for me, you know, because I'm all in, and it's, I get so focused on things and I'm like, I want to do the best, but I'm like, if I don't take the time now to build those relationships and show my kids that like, hey, you are important to me and it's not mommy works all the time.
Right.
Cause that balance is hard, especially when you're doing something new, but it's really helped put things in perspective of me. I'm like, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. I love having this creative outlet. I love running a business. I love getting to connect with other moms. I love getting to serve them. But at the end of the day, I am a mom first.
I love that.
And the decisions that I make are all in support of my family and that life that we want for each other. That's why I wanted to be at home with my kids when they were young, because I have control over my time right now when my kids are young, and I will not get these years back.
Yes. No, it's so many emotions. It's crazy. Yes. Nicole, I loved that you were able to share that you quadrupled your session average, you 3.5 times your gross income while you were able to actually take on less sessions. What would you say to that mom or that photographer with other passions who thinks they don't really have the time to add in products to their business, but are feeling stuck?
So if you're feeling stuck, it means that something that you're doing right now is not working. And so what you have to do is you have to look at the time that you have and you have to decide, how do you want to spend it? You know, if you need to bring in more income, figure out how much time are you spending on these things. Look at those numbers. And again, it's always going to come back to the numbers. And that was one of the things that really helped keep me motivated is when I saw that number, like, you know, yes, 2022, almost $15,000 came in, but with the expenses, there was only about $3,000 left over. Is that worth it to you? So you look at the time that you have and you say, how do I want to be spending this time that I have? Do you want to take on more clients and keep doing what you're doing? Do you have the ability to do that? Or do you want to try to do something else that, like I have been saying, serves those clients better? Because again, the whole point of having photos is to have them printed. I think we forget about that in this day and age, because again, we walk around with a camera in our hand. We're so used to having the digital photos, but at the end of the day, a photograph is supposed to be a print that you have. It's like the modern equivalent of having your negatives from your film camera and you never develop them. So serving the clients better, making sure that they're ending up with that finished product. And yes, it does take time on the front end to implement it. For me, there were a lot of stumbling blocks along the way, but when you know your why and you say, okay, I'm doing this because I want more time with my family, because I don't want to have to be doing 50 sessions in a month in the fall to be making this income goal that I have set for myself. You just say, okay, can I start here? And you just map it out for yourself. Okay, I'm going to do this one thing. And then the next day I tell, you know, my kids, do the next right thing, take the next step. And you just think about, like, a year from now, if I look at where Nicole of the end of 2022, starting January 2023 was and felt about her business, and I looked at how do I want to be feeling at the end of this year, at the beginning of next year, and I look now that I have lived that life and I have done the work and I have stumbled, but had the success, had the coach alongside me to help me with that, it was so worth it. So if you can picture, like, yeah, it's going to be hard when you're in the weeds. It's like getting through, if you're a mom, like getting through the newborn phase. You're like, wow, this is really hard. I'm so sleep deprived, but it passes, you know, and you do the hard work and you get to the other side and you're like, man, I did it.
Right. So that was worth it. Yeah. In the moment you're like, why did I get pregnant? But
I'm sure, like, am I sure this was a good idea? But yeah, if you can look forward to the end and say, Right. What is my ultimate goal? Is this going to help me get to this goal?
Yeah.
Even when it's hard, can I stick with it? Like I said, if something's not working, if you're feeling that, you know, something's not working.
Right.
So why not try something different? Everybody's growth trajectory looks different. So if you're making $300 average per client right now, fantastic. What would it mean if you could make $500 average or $800 average? It might not be four figures, but what does it mean for your time freedom or whatever it is that you value?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I think
motivational talk.
I love that. And I think we get like so caught up in the bustle of like, this person over here is shooting all the day long. I need to go do that. Yeah, and this person booked this many weddings. And Nicole, I think very few photographers stop and think, I wonder what the numbers are, right? And I know I was like that. I had been busy before making way less. Now, granted, I did scale this method. So I still was averaging like multi four figures from a session and booking out. But like some photographers are still charging $300, booking all these shoots all through the week, missing all these dinners, their kids' plays and all these things, feeling stuck. And I think, Nicole, it can be this endless cycle of like, I am so busy, I don't have time to add this in. So I'm staying stuck, but I'm staying stuck. Something needs to change, but I'm so busy, I don't have time to add this in. And like, they never just take the jump.
Yes. And honestly, that's what it is. Anytime you take a big risk in your business, it is a jump and it is scary. Oh,
for sure. Okay. Nicole, thank you so much for taking the time and chatting with us about your journey and how you've built this business to align with your family goals. First, where can people follow along and see your work?
So I am on Instagram at Nicole Watford Photography, and then my website is NicoleWatfordPhotography.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time, Nicole. We really appreciate
it. Krista. It was fun hanging out.
Thank you again for joining us for the Uncapped Photographer Podcast. If you loved this episode, be sure to subscribe. Want to connect further? Give us a follow on Instagram at Krista with a CH underscore Renee, R-E-N-E. See you next time.